Good morning and welcome. This is the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast on the 4th of July. Happy 4th to you. I'm Andy Eubank, and the HAT podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller have the news today, including news from Washington, where the Trump budget bill passed and what it means for farmers, and more on that trade deal with Vietnam. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's Indiana farm forecast is hot, humid, and mostly dry. And yesterday, the grain and oil seed markets were mixed, higher corn and beans. Carl Setzer market analysis coming up on the HAT 4th of July Friday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
One big beautiful bill passes the House, and that's not the only thing President Trump is celebrating. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by the Indiana State Fair, where the best come together to compete for first place. From agriculture and livestock showing to cheerleading, street dance, beers, and wines, find competition schedules online at IndianaStateFair.com. A record-breaking House floor speech over 8.5 hours by Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries wasn't enough to prevent the passage of the big, beautiful bill on Thursday.
The yeas are 218, the nays are 214. The motion is adopted.
That Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, with the final tally as only two Republicans voted nay and the measure passed.
With one big, beautiful bill, we are going to make this country stronger, safer, and more prosperous than ever before. And every American is going to benefit.
Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins shared with Fox Business what the big, beautiful bill will do for farmers ahead of the vote.
The president ran and spoke and cast his vision for the last few years of secure borders and lower taxes and more prosperity and the American dream for everyone. What this bill does for our farmers and our ranchers and really all Americans, putting almost $10,000 on average back into American pockets.
Rollins added that she's grateful our 2 million American farmers will no longer be subject to the death tax.
When we talk about the fact that we've lost 180,000 family farms over the last 4 to 5 years, this is a game changer on how we keep farms in the family and out of the hands of the Chinese and foreign ownerships. When we think about what we need to do to ensure our food supply, which really means national security, what this bill does for the reference prices in agriculture and things like 45Z and 100% expensing, it is a game changer for our farmers and ranchers.
Farm Bureau says the final version of the bill continues ARC and PLC payments and increases reference prices and commodity loan rates. They say these updates better reflect today's higher production costs and market conditions. Overall, the final version invests over $65.6 billion into the farm safety net. Farm groups reacted positively to the bill's passage. You can read those reactions at HoosierAgToday.com. And that's not the only thing President Trump is celebrating today. He announced on Wednesday a trade deal that he had reached with Vietnam. Here's C.J. Miller with the details.
That trade deal would allow U.S. goods to enter Vietnam without any tariffs. But those exports coming out of Vietnam into the U.S. would face a 20% tariff. In addition, Trump says the U.S. would impose a 40% tariff on transshipping goods from another country that stop in Vietnam on their way to the U.S. The White House says that many Chinese goods have been dodging higher tariffs by stopping through Vietnam first. Could the U.S. trade deal with Vietnam help get the ball rolling on other trade deals?
People are viewing that as the, call it the stepping stone, if you will, that other trade agreements could be reached by his date of July 9th. Now, whether that holds true or not, that remains to be seen.
And that's Tom Fritz with EFG Group, who says there are still a lot of unknowns when it comes to the status of trade agreements with many of our major trading partners.
Prior to his announcement of the Vietnam trade agreement, he said, I don't know if we're going to have an agreement with Japan. They're just too tough to deal with. He said he's not talking to Canada anymore. He said that earlier in the week. Then Canada made some concessions, but still I haven't heard anything about it. So maybe that is a stepping stone to some trade agreements, but haven't heard anything else in that regard.
Last year, the U.S. exported more than $3.8 billion in ag products to Vietnam, making it the ninth largest foreign market for the U.S. ag industry. I'm C.J. Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Hey, farmers need equipment? Check out Purple Wave Auction every other Wednesday. They're running ag auctions where everything sells, no reserve, no games. What I love is how they let you talk directly with sellers. Got questions about that tractor? Just ask. That's the kind of hometown service you want. But here's the kicker. Your equipment gets seen by buyers across the entire country. Whether you're buying or selling, jump into Purple Wave's auction rhythm at purplewave.com. Purple Wave Auction. Sold means sold.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. It's a forecast that has a lot of, well, uncomfortableness in it. I just made that word up, uncomfortableness. It's very warm, very muggy. Dew points are climbing. We are looking at dew points easily in the lower to middle 70s over the next few days. So humidity values are just going to be off the charts for today, for tomorrow, for Sunday. We are dry as well for a large part of that period. Today, tomorrow, and most of Sunday. We are seeing a frontal boundary try and start to work southeastward into the state Sunday afternoon. Northwest Indiana may pick up some on-again, off-again scattered showers Sunday around 3 o'clock or so, and then the front slowly works through the rest of the state through Monday evening. Right now, I'm going to pencil in a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of precipitation across the state from that, about 75% coverage. We go dry Monday night through Tuesday. I'll throw Wednesday in there as well. Hit and miss scattered showers Wednesday night into early Thursday, and then back to dry weather for Friday the 11th, Saturday the 12th, Sunday the 13th. All through that, temperatures may not be quite as warm, but humidity values stay up. We are moving into a pattern here that is quite muggy for several days, several weeks in a row. We are not seeing breaks to this humidity pattern anytime soon. That lends itself to development of scattered pop-up showers and thunderstorms. So timely rains, and the crops in most areas look pretty good. I think this setup on precipitation and temperatures will continue to make the crops look pretty good. Now, as we get into the week of the 14th, we are seeing signs over the central and western U.S. of an upper-level ridge taking control, kind of shutting off precipitation. It doesn't come this way right away, but I do expect us to come in underneath that dry ridge probably about the second half of that week, close to Wednesday the 16th and forward. So we could be looking at a pattern shift for the second half of the month. Well, humidity may stay here, but more rain may not be as readily available, so we'll see. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Mixed markets with higher corn and soybeans. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday Farm Market Review, and it's brought to you by Purple Wave Auction, where farm equipment finds new life. No reserve online auctions with the local touch you trust and the national reach you need. PurpleWave.com. Sold means sold. We'll have the final numbers coming up. First, market analysis from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. I spoke with him at the end of the Thursday session. Going into the 4th of July break on Friday, the markets, in the case of corn and beans, just a little higher. So we built Carl, on Thursday, on those Wednesday gains as we head into a three-day weekend, and did the three-day weekend have a lot to do with that?
It really did, Andy. We looked at the market, and we were stronger overnight. We had some two-sided trade. Big news came out Wednesday that gave us support coming into Thursday's trade, that the United States and China were very close to a major trade deal. President Trump saying he's going to make an announcement this evening in Iowa. So everybody glued on that, hoping it's going to be big trade news. Ahead of that, we had some really good flash sales come out here this morning. 150,000 metric tons of corn, 226,000 metric tons of soybeans, and 195,000 metric tons of meal, all sold to an unknown buyer. As soon as we start to see that, trade starts to assume China is showing up, and seasonally, it would lead to one to think that it was China in doing the buying, especially with them having zero coverage on the books from the United States. The five, as we got towards the end of the session, we did start to see a little bit of a setback as we saw some profit taking after the early gains. But the five-day forecast indicates we should see some major heat across the Corn Belt. Some areas starting to turn a little bit drier, this getting the market's attention and calling for the addition of risk premium.
What is your impression as you have the information so far on the announcement about a Vietnam trade deal on Wednesday?
Yeah, Vietnam has not traditionally been a large buyer of U.S. Ag products. And really, they just simply, their trade imbalance with us, they're just not the big buyer that the other trade partners we have, the United States, deals with. But I do think it's definitely a plus, and it's headed in the right direction. One of the biggest benefits of the trade deal with Vietnam was the agreement that any products sold through Vietnam that would come to the United States from China will see a 40% tariff. That was probably the best news for the United States out of the trade deal.
When we start a new week, we'll be looking at what the developments are in trade, but probably a close look at what weather's doing as well, Carl.
Weather will be a huge factor when we fire back up next Monday, along with positioning for the WASDE report on Friday. We're going to have two big things to move next week, and it will be those. Look for forecasts, any indications of rain being taken out, and we may start to see the market pay just a little bit more attention.
Are you optimistic we can build on some of these late week gains this week, next week?
I am hopeful. I do think we can show some appreciation in the market, especially after the tightness we saw in the commodity stocks report on the quarterly numbers. Corn and soybeans on farm well below what trade was expecting, definitely giving that cash market some support.
Carl Setzer, market analysis. Carl is at Consus Ag Consulting, and his number is 989-506-1587. More numbers now. The final numbers from Thursday trade going into the closed 4th of July on Friday. September corn, 420 and a quarter, up 2 1/4. Dece up 3.5 cents, 437. August beans, 10.55 1/2, a 2 cent gain. November up 1 1/4, 10.49 1/4. And September wheat down 7 1/4, 5.56 3/4. Meats mixed. August live cattle, 214.05, up $1.60. And July lean hogs, 107.97, down 167. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Thursday review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network. Happy Independence Day to you from all of us at Hoosier Ag Today.